Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled the Federal Trade Commission does not have the power to demand monetary restitution from companies engaged in deceptive practices. Ruling Section 13B of the Federal Trade Commission Act gives the FTC the power to grant injunctive, not monetary, relief. In the decision, Justice Stephen Breyer wrote the FTC retains its other mechanisms for consumer restitution and suggested the FTC ask Congress for further remedial authority if it believes its authority inadequate. WordPress announced it will treat Google's third-party cookie alternative Federated Learning of Cohorts, or Flock, as a security concern and proposed blocking the technology by default, starting with WordPress 5.8. The company is also considering backporting the block to earlier versions. This block could be overwritten in code by sysadmins, and WordPress is considering adding a setting to enable Flock directly. The gaming platform Roblox announced it's working on a content rating system for games and refining parental controls to make them easier to use and find, although no specific release timetable was announced. Currently, parents can restrict games on Roblox to those approved by the company as for kids, with about 1,000 games on that list. NASA completed the first powered flight of an aircraft on Mars, using the Ingenuity helicopter on board the Perseverance rover. This was a 40-second autonomous remote flight, with NASA using the data collected from the flight to inform future flight missions on the planet. PayPal plans to launch a local wallet in China, focused on cross-border payments rather than competing with domestic payment systems. In January, PayPal became the first foreign firm with 100% ownership of a payments platform in China. Fitbit announced the fashion-focused Lux Fitness Tracker, available for pre-order now for $149.95, although no release date was announced. Fitbit claims the Lux offers 5 days of battery life, with a buttonless color OLED touchscreen and can monitor heart, sleep, oxygen saturation, and standard fitness activities. Amazon announced it's planning to open a hair salon in East London near their UK headquarters. Initially only open for Amazon employees, the public will be able to make bookings in the coming weeks. The salon will offer an augmented reality hair color tool and give customers a fire tablet for use during their appointment. Appointments will be carried out using all possible COVID precautions. Currently, there are no plans to open a second salon. Instagram will roll out a new abusive message filter for message requests and direct messages, with a common list of abusive words, phrases, and emojis compiled by anti-bullying organizations. The company will also introduce a feature to proactively block new accounts created by people a user already blocked, rolling out over the next several weeks in the UK, France, Germany, Ireland, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. The European Commission proposed a bill that would establish a list of high-risk uses of AI, which would be subject to new standards of development and use, including potential review of algorithms. This would apply to using AI in biometric identification systems, college admissions and loan applications with fines of up to 6% of a company's annual worldwide revenue. Dish plans to launch its 5G network in Las Vegas in Q3 with a deal to run its entire network on AWS servers. Dish would be the first telco to run an entire network from a public cloud. Jaguar Land Rover became the latest automaker impacted by the ongoing chip shortage, temporarily halting production at its Halewood and Castle Bromwich factories as of April 26. Daimler, General Motors, and Volkswagen have all suspended some production in recent weeks for similar reasons. The UK's Met Office is working with Microsoft on a new weather forecasting supercomputer, expected to be operational in summer 2022. The computer will run on 100% renewable energy and will have more than 1.5 million CPU cores, capable of more than 60 petaflops, and expected to be in the top 25 worldwide supercomputers in performance. In Q1, Intel reported revenue and earnings per share were both virtually flat on the year, at $18.57 billion and $1.39 per share respectively, but both beat analyst expectations. Intel's client group, which includes PC chips, saw revenue up 8.5% to $10.6.1 billion, with Intel reporting total PC volumes up 38%, while data center revenue fell 20% to $5.56 billion. Apple debuted new Magic Keyboards with Touch ID at their event this week, currently only sold with the redesigned iMac. Mac rumors confirmed the Touch ID sensor will work with any M1 Mac, although the sensor won't work with the new M1-equipped iPad Pro. And YouTube now allows creators to change the name and profile picture on their channel without also changing it on their Google account. Custom URLs won't be impacted by a name change, but verified channels will have to reapply for verification if changing a channel's name. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.